Welcome to my audio boo today. I've spent the morning actually today listening to Scott Wilson, who's been doing some training over in Newark at Everyday Champions Church, a event that's put on called Leadership Hothouse, that's organised by Justin Widdup from Nottingham and Gareth Morgan from Newark. And one of the great things that Scott said today was about personalities and personality types. And he says that things like Myers-Briggs and DISC, those are descriptive models. They tell you what kind of personality that you've got. You do the test and it tells you whether you're sanguine or you're melancholic. But those aren't the only types of personality tests. What about prescriptive personality tests? So, for example, you may be melancholic, but you might realize that in your field of work or your passion, that's not going to be the best personality type you need. So you need to change. You need to have transformed by the renewing of your mind, by your thinking, in your attitudes, etc., so that you can become what you need to be in that area. I really liked that because I really believe that actually we can change and we need to change and we should change in areas of our lives, that our life should not be determined just by some description of who we are, and because we've come to what we are through a whole series of things. But actually, our future can be shaped by what God wants for us and what God has for us, and we can become the people that God wants us to be. So don't just settle for where you're at and who you are today. Realize what God has for you and realize that you can actually prescribe the personality that you need in that. I heard the story of a young girl one day, and young person just coming into sort of late teens, early 20s, and realized that she'd been shy all of her life. And she got up one day and just said to her mum, "You know what, mum, from today I'm not going to be a shy person any longer." And she transformed her life in that moment with that decision. I'm sure she had challenges, I'm sure there were times she felt that tug inside of her, in her emotions, etc. But she actually had transformed her life through a decision. So make a decision today about the personality based on your vision, your values, and your goals.